Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Well, today I want to talk to you about change. This is one of the things that comes up in our Q&A sessions all the time. And also when I'm working with people, on the coaching level, this is one of the aspects that seems to be the most difficult one for them to master. Now, let's be clear. Change is always difficult. For me, it's the same. We all used to specific routines. We do certain things in a very specific way and we get used to them. And somehow we don't really think about them anymore. And we just do our bit. We don't even realize anymore if they're good or bad. We just keep doing them. It's like, unhealthy food or doing things which we know they're not really that great, like sitting in front of TV all evening. But we're just used to it. So it's just normal. We just do them. Now, if I ask you to change this, or if you think for yourself that is something I want to change, that's going to be difficult. Because now it's not something you normally do. You have to think about it and you have to motivate yourself to do this. And it's change. Change in a way, the difficult part of change is not so much that you do something else now, but that it takes you out of your comfort zone. It takes you out of the field what you used to. It's not nice. It's not something, that is really, really great. I mean, don't get me wrong. Sometimes certain things are great and they're fun. But for example, if you haven't been out for a very, very long period of time and your friends will say, come on, we have to go out and we're going to have a great night. You're going to be scared about going out the first time, and you're not 100% sure. It's the same thing. It's change. It's change of your regular routine. But there is one thing to look at. When you think about change, then change has one huge side effect, which is incredible, which routine or habits will never, ever give you. And that's growth. That's the possibility to learn something new. You can only learn something if something new comes into your life. Whatever it is, you look at something new or you experience something new, then you can learn something new. That means it allows you to grow. So change is a major part of growing. It's a major part of becoming a better you, when actually becoming better than you were yesterday. So truthfully, what we should do, we should embrace it. We should really look forward to our change. We should look forward to the things that are going to come. And sometimes we keep searching for this change without even ever doing anything about it. But the reality is you don't really need to do that because change is happening around you anyway all the time. We just very often don't realize. Change can happen in two different ways. Change can either happen because of something that actually comes from the outside. That means something major happened in our life one way or the other. It could be a death in the family. It could be whatever major happens, a child even born or anything. That certainly forces change. It forces us to do something different to what we used to before. It can also be something coming from inside, something you want. You realize you're not healthy, you're not good, something has to change, and you are the ones who's going to force that change. Now, if whatever way comes, both of the ways are good in a sense. I mean, they're not good if you have a loss in the family, that's not what I mean, but that change allows you to grow and become something better if that is what you want to do. What we tend to do very often, especially if it's something that comes from the outside, we tend to try to blame it on something else without really learning something out of it. We're just hoping that it will go over very, very quickly so we don't have to deal with it any longer and we can get back to our normal, our routine, our standard habits. Now, that would be quite sad because if you can't learn anything out of this, then it was really wasted and it didn't do any didn't have any impact on you at all, and you haven't grown at all. The opposite, you probably learned really, really well not to deal with anything that comes from the outside, and that's maybe in that area you've grown, but I'm not sure if that's the thing you want to do. If it's something you're doing from inside, so something you want, because it's something you're really keen on getting better at, you want to change your body form because you say, I'm fat, I've got enough, I'm going to change this, I'm going to become fit, I'm going to do something about it, and so on. Now, that means the motivation is completely coming from your side and the excuse like, just wait till it's over, doesn't really work. But we still, a lot of people still don't make it because they just can't find the motivation to keep it, to keep at it for a longer period of time. They might be really good at it and they start doing something, maybe doing a workout or doing whatever. And after a couple of days, when the normal habits and normal daily routine gets in the way, it just slowly fizzles down and, you know, ends up in absolutely nothing. And really, we don't want to think about it anymore because, well, it wasn't really great. We didn't achieve what we set out to achieve. Now, if you look at it from the other angle, say, what can we do to make change feasible, to make change lasting, to really make it something that will impact us on the long run, then the only real way to make this happen is by putting change into small little bits, cutting it up. Instead of making that big thing, having this huge impact on your life straight away, do it in small little things. Do it in a way that you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start with the food. Instead of actually doing huge workouts, let's change the food first and let's change one specific thing. So let's say at breakfast, you usually have, whatever, a centimeter thick Nutella on your bread. Well, just cut the Nutella out. Just try that. Do something else. Put something healthy on it. Put some ham on it or whatever. Or if you're vegetarian, find some hummus or whatever you can. Just put it on there. And that way, once you get used to this, because it's not a huge impact, you already made a change. This has another really great impact because as more of these little changes you make and as more of them you actually push through and become habits of yours, as more you're going to trust yourself on the long run to even do bigger things. You're not actually thinking in the back of your head, well, yeah, I might have this, but in a way I really know that I'm probably not going to make it. But doing these little things, that will just give you that little extra, you know, where you say, I did this before, I can do this. I know I can do that bit and I can do that bit. So that way you build up really, you know, bit by bit, you're building this big change. It becomes huge, but you don't really realize how it happened. It just happened. It was a slow, incremental, you know, upward scale towards this bigger thing. And change has happened. And suddenly you look at yourself and say, Molly, I can't believe this. Look at my, I mean, I'm, you know, I haven't gained any weight. I'm actually losing weight just because I changed this food habit, this little thing. So you see, this is already making a big impact in your life. And it's the same with business. If you're in business and you're starting your own business, there are certain things which are not easy and you are confronted with them all the time. This is like a half-half on business, I would say. Some of them come from the outside, things you have to deal with you're not used to, like taxes and other things. And then there are certain things they have to come from you, like making the next sale and going out and speaking to clients and this kind of thing, you know. But you can do the same thing there. Just do little bits and pieces in the area where you are in charge and just say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak every day. I'm going to speak to one new person. I'm going to send out an email to one new potential client just saying, hello, how are you? You know, I would love to get to know you more. You know, I think we can maybe work together. Just find out and let's see. Just do that. Just one little thing every single day. And then over time, it will increase automatically because you will get some responses. Because let's face it, the only thing that will ever make any change lasting and impactful and powerful is action. Change is action. I mean, there's no other way. Change that comes from you is action. Change that comes from the outside is reaction. Now, of course, the reaction you can also control. You can also say, all right, I don't want to just react on something. I want to be out there and whatever comes, if someone is aggressive towards me, I'm refusing to be aggressive back. I'm not just going to react. Or if I react, I react in the way I set myself out to react. So I'm going to be very cautious about what I'm saying and how I'm replying to certain things and just make this your goal. That way, it's more a proactive approach towards something that might happen. You see what I mean? So it's, in a way, you're still in charge because you're thinking about it beforehand. So reaction in time is always the hardest part and the hardest way of change because we usually react in a way we would never expected us to react. And there is no outcome. There is no positive outcome. Very rare. Most of the time, it is a negative outcome. And we actually think, oh, God, I shouldn't have done this. This wasn't really good. You see? So when you think about change and think about change as something that allows you to grow to the next stage, that allows you to become a better person, someone who's extremely, extremely good at something. So I hope this helps you. If there's anything else you would like to know about Change Real, please come to our Facebook page, sign up to our private group, Entrepreneur Academy Europe, and we're going to discuss this far, far more in detail in this area. If you have very specific questions, send me your email, tell me about the question you have, give me a little bit of site information so I know what this question really relates to, and I will put this out on our next Q&A session. Well, I'm looking forward. I hope this helps you, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next time. Take care, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.